I'm speaking today with Audit Manager Rebecca Seidel, who's worked on Audit Scotland's latest report on financial devolution in Scotland. The Scottish Parliament's financial powers are changing substantially, with new responsibilities for taxes, social security and borrowing coming from the 2012 and 2016 Scotland Acts. This will bring opportunities and risks for public finances, so it's important progress is monitored. Rebecca, can you tell us a bit more about how the new powers will change the way Scotland's public finances are managed?
Implementing and managing the new financial powers will transform the work of the Scottish Government on a historic scale and fundamentally change how public finances are managed. An estimated £22 billion will be raised in Scotland by 2020. That's over five times more than the £4 billion raised before the 2012 and 2016 Scotland Acts were introduced. Each of the new financial powers requires a significant amount of work to put in place and to manage. For example, establishing new social security arrangements is an exceptionally complex task, and by 2021, the Scottish Government expects to process as many transactions in a week as it currently does in a year.
So what has your latest audit found?
We found that the Scottish Government is well organised to deliver the new powers. It's made some good progress by getting the foundations in place for the big changes that are on the way. But devolution is complex and it's happening at a fast pace. There's a lot more work ahead, and we've reported that the Scottish Government need to build a clearer picture of what the changes will cost and how staffing challenges will be addressed in the next stage of financial devolution.
Can you talk us through the progress that's been made so far?
The Scottish Government has updated its structures for overseeing the new financial powers and has good programme management processes. Arrangements have been put in place to ensure data is shared among relevant bodies to support effective decision making, financial planning and scrutiny. Revenue Scotland is collecting two devolved taxes and it's making good progress in preparing for the introduction of the air departure tax from April 2018. The Scottish Fiscal Commission, which will be responsible for preparing forecasts of tax revenues, has been set up as a statutory body. We found that this process has been managed effectively.
What should be the Scottish Government's priorities at the next stage of devolution gets underway?
Given the scale of change that the new powers will bring, there'll be major staffing implications for the Scottish Government. It's identifying the staff and skills it needs, but recruiting enough people with these required skills may prove difficult. To help address this challenge, it needs to integrate new approaches to workforce planning into its processes across all levels of the organisation.
What about the cost of financial devolution? What do we know about that?
At the end of 2015-16, the Scottish Government had spent £18.5 million on work to implement the new financial powers. Costs will increase significantly over the next 4 years as new social security powers are implemented. We've reported that the Scottish Government needs to develop detailed estimates of how much it will cost to implement the financial powers in the Scotland Acts and refine them as policy decisions are made about how the powers will be delivered. Alongside this, there needs to be a more strategic approach to public financial management and reporting, including a medium-term financial strategy underpinned by clear policies and principles. And there's an urgent need for the Scottish Government to finalise and publish its principles for using borrowing and reserves.
So what happens next?
We've made a number of recommendations to support the Scottish Government to manage the next stage of financial devolution. We'll present these and our findings to the Parliament's Public Audit and Post-Legislative Scrutiny Committee in April, so members can scrutinise the progress that's been made so far. We're committed to supporting the Scottish Parliament and the public to understand how devolution is changing the landscape for public finances, so we'll continue to monitor this area closely through our audit work, and we plan to report again next year on progress with managing the new financial powers.
Rebecca, thank you, and the report is available to download from our website www.audit-scotland.gov.uk.